Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and theradio.com. Have that music. Means this man's running down the ramp. You're introducing the franchise, Tim Allen, from the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Timmy, trade deadline day. Welcome in. Good morning, as I know you're getting saddled up for one of these late-night West Coasters after the Brewers take one on the chin last night on a walk-off win by the A's.
More proof today, gentlemen, that David Stearns is rebuilding and competing simultaneously.
We got some news from Jeff Passan, breakout prospect Trent Grisham.
I don't know where that roster spot is going to come from, but you would think.
Yeah, expected to join the Brewers, sources say, tell ESPN. So we'll see.
You think it's Travis Shaw, though?
I don't know who it's going to be. But when you and I were talking earlier with two left-handed first basemen, that means Ryan Braun is going to have to play more first base if they want a righty there, which unless they're moving Braun to first base permanently and letting Gamble and Grisham play in the outfield and split that outfield spot.
Well, he's in left tonight, and we're going to see Thames go. Probably he'll get a couple of starts against lefties and just to see if he can continue a decent season. We'll see.
So Shaw's going to go back down to the minors?
It appears that way.
He's not going to be happy about that. That's not going to go over.
No. Travis Shaw is not going to be a happy camper with that one, Timmy. But I guess you can't be worried about feelings when you're in the heat of a division race.
No, you can't. And Pomerantz is just the kind of guy they want. Really, when you look at it as a reliever and a starter, he's sort of the hybrid. He can do one or the other. And we'll see what the need is. Maybe it's Gio Gonzalez, and the shoulder is not where they want it to be. But although reports are that he seems okay, but we'll find out. It's again somewhat of a rental here, and it shows you what they may or may not have thought of Mauricio Dubon. And most of us were pretty high on him. And most of us were Keston here and Dubon is the middle infield tandem of the future. And that's just not the case. And maybe they have seen some traits in Dubon that they say, hey, he's not going to be all that.
Brewers also now, this from Adam McAlvey, reinstating Corbin Burnes from the 10-day injured list and optioning him to San Antonio. Timmy, today I think now more than ever, and you see what the Astros do going out and getting Zach Greinke. It's one of the best 1-2-3 punches you're going to see in baseball for a playoff run in a long time. But then Wade Miley is their number four. It just continues to be that might go down as David Stern's biggest mistake, not bringing him back into the rotation. Because of what it led to, you going with Peralta, Woodruff, and Burnes, all three in the rotation to start the year.
It may go down as one of the mistakes, for sure. Isn't it nice to have some cash? It's really nice to have some cash. And, yeah, you want to give up prospects, but Greinke coming over and, what, about $35 million a year for the next couple of years. And they may have fleeced a little cash in that deal.
$24 million. Yep.
So that did bring down the annual a little bit if you average it out. But, man, Garrett Cole and Verlander and Greinke, that's going to be tough to beat.
So that's what it looks like to go for it.
Is there any part of you, Tim, that's frustrated?
wait. You're going to let him get that. What? Let Tim answer that. You didn't hear Steve slip that in there?
No, I didn't.
Steve, that's what it's like to go for it.
Yeah, Gary, I heard it. But again, though, they have wiggle room, and other markets, other teams, other situations have a little wiggle room with money, and they can chew on a mistake a lot easier than a smaller market can. So, yeah, that is certainly going for it. That was going for it in 2017 when they grabbed Verlander, and now here in 2019, a couple of years later, they do the same thing in Greinke.
So is this going for it for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's filling holes a little bit. I think it's streamlined with what the Cubs and Cardinals are doing. They're pacing now, Gary, to win 84 games if you just prorate this season out. It's an 84-win team. Is that good enough to get in the playoffs as a wild card? Probably not, because there's too many teams involved. You're going to have to win this division, and that's it. So these games get bigger and bigger and bigger as the days go by, especially the head-to-head. This weekend, not to discount, you know, games 2 and 3 against Oakland here, but this weekend against Chicago, it's huge. It is. It's playoff time. It's go time. Look at the Cards right there. And a three-team race,
yeah.
But you got to win the division.
And out of the three-team race, Tim, the Cubs obviously going and getting Castellanos. That's a big move for them, a big power bat that they can add who's going to give them a little bit of versatility. And they add the speedster and Tony Kemp. And Craig Kimbrell is, all intents and purposes, their deadline move. Cardinals don't do much of anything outside of getting rid of Jed Jerko, and it appears that they're just going to stand pat, but outside of the Brewers, the Reds, the last place team, were the most aggressive here at the deadline.
They were, and it's funny that they're starting to think about, you know, the next year or two,
yeah.
Because they believe they've got a little something going down there with, yeah, David Bell and Derek Johnson.
David Bell, if he is going to be the manager of that team. Tim, you've been around this game a lot longer than I have. Have you ever seen a manager be ejected and then come back out onto the field, get into a fight, punch the hitting coach of the opposing team, and then keep his job?
Hey, David Bell was salty with me when he was in Milwaukee here. And I'm not, you know, patting myself on the back for interviewing the guy. We've interviewed a million players. But I'm not sure I liked the dude then. And he was in a Brewers uniform. I rooted for him to do well, but it was you could tell there's a spine in there and the height of a competitor in David Bell.
There's no way he keeps his job.
Nine ejections this year, eight or nine ejections.
No way he keeps his job. There's just no way.
Tim, let me ask you this: did Brewers get better?
I think they did get slightly better. Okay. They did, and I think that's it's going to keep them in the race here. But we're going to get used to number one. We're going to just deal with this offense. There's really not much else they can do. No. Maybe flip the lineup a little bit. Maybe do some adjustments here and there. You have what you have, and you just cross your fingers, and you hope that they get on a hot streak offensively. That's number one. There's nothing you can – there's no magic wand to wave around this offense. They should be scoring runs. Everybody knows it.
Right.
We all know it. And when they do score runs, they win baseball games. That's number one. Number two – the versatility of this pitching staff. You're going to see chess pieces moving around the board. That's just the way it is. We'll have a ton to debate, guys. You guys on the big show, Bill and Chuck and Winkler in the morning, man, we'll have a ton to debate on some moves that are just going to, you know, who knows? You know, the move last night, you could make an argument that it was a council decision. And it's just going to go on and on here. But it really appears, Gary, that and Leroy and guys, that it's going to be a race with these three teams down the stretch.
And I'm okay with them being 1 and 2 games all the way down the stretch. You just needed some arms to fill in. And, Tim, Jordan Lyles, what can he give us? I know you've talked about this before. I'm not asking him to go 7 innings. I'm just asking him 4 2/3, 5 1/3. Just one earn, just something like that.
One four.
Boy,
one
he
and
wishes
one four. What I won't get, one
manager.
And one four. That's all I want.
Four
I
and two third.
For, yeah,
oh, my Lord.
4 1/16 of 1/100. I don't care. Just get me 4 or 5 good innings and keep this thing under 2, and you can win these games. And I just, and the last thing I'll say, Tim, people were not happy. They are flipping on David Stearns. I don't get it.
I don't either. He's doing exactly what I wanted him to do and what we all should be asking for him. Completely, you know, stay in competition to win a World Series and to continue the cycle of rebuild. You got to do both. And he's a pioneering guy in that. And I don't think he'll get some of the credit, guys, until years and years go by for that. It's because everyone's saying you got to be one way or the other. And I never agreed with that. I never did. On Jordan Lyles, Leroy, what you want is Chase Anderson. You really do.
Oh, I'd take that all day long.
Pitching staff, just give us 4 2/3, 5 2/3, somewhere in that range, and keep us in a ball game.
Hey, we were talking earlier about who goes down for Grisham. Why wouldn't it be Ben Gamel now that I'm looking at the numbers?
Oh, no, no, no.
He's
don't
got an option.
Gamel.
He's hit right. That's why they got him for Santana. He's got a 200 average in July. He had a 235 average in June, 280 on base, and 330 slugging.
Overall.
And 333 slugging in July. Grisham replaces Gamel. Now he's your everyday right fielder if that's what you want to do. And then Braun goes to first base and plays there.
And those are the options that are going to be provided by that. And we'll see. And I won't rule out that a younger pitcher comes in and just to try and catch lightning in a bottle. One of those, you guys know what it's like for the Brewers to fight against major league debuts.
Yeah.
They're like 0-78,000 in their franchise history against major league debuts. So maybe they can return the favor with one of these younger guys coming up.
Are we staying with Peralta as a closer, or that curveball he hung up, that lollipop, we going back to somebody else?
Second straight performance, he's given up a home run late in a game. Now, that's not to discount what Josh Hader does. Josh, come on, guys.
Yeah, come
figure
on.
It out on the
Get
first
off
pitch.
Get off of that.
Figure it out on the first pitch.
That was a nice little taster of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show for tonight. Tim Allen has it for you after Brewers and A's tonight here on The Fan, as he does every single night. And we'll be in this studio tomorrow after the game. Just wrapping up the big show a little bit early for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Franchise will be listening tonight, man.
Runaway victory for the offense tonight, I'm calling it.
Nice. I'm going to put a little scratch down that and get myself some investment money for Vegas. Talk to you later, dude.
There you go, boys.
That's Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.